Good
morning.
Good. Okay.
Good morning.
Well, it is 9:30, November 15th, and we are starting.
Yeah, I am meeting, so I can call you back later. Everything up?
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Jim.
Hold on a second. I have to
mute myself. Yes.
There we go. We're starting the Senior Citizens Engagement Committee. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And if we may start, please, with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Larry Kramer.
Ah, good. If you please stand and put your hand over your heart. Can we get a flag or do I have to show? Oh, we got one. You'll repeat after me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. And good morning, Elizabeth. Would you please do the roll call?
Yes, let me get it up here. All right. Tony Alivato.
I'm here.
Okay. Elizabeth Busick, I'm here. Carolyn Downey.
Here.
Okay. It's difficult doing this because I'm at the far end and the names aren't over here. Okay, Nalita Mendoza.
Present.
Elaine Genoway. Okay. Sherry Horn. Sherry Horn. All right. Larry Kramer.
Here.
Jim Levy.
I'm here.
John Pointer.
Here, Elizabeth.
Okay. Tony Rodella.
Hi.
Dave Tetzloff.
Here.
But you have to leave at 10:30, right?
Correct.
Evelyn.
Here.
Liz, okay.
Did you get everybody?
And now for the new people, Joni, are you here? No. Charlene, no.
Yes.
Charlene's here.
Present.
Okay. And Carol Moore. Okay, so it's just you, Charlene, for the new people.
Excuse me. I changed to this committee several months ago, so I should be on the list as well, and I'm here.
Yes.
Who is that?
Carolyn Inman.
Carolyn, wow, how nice. Yeah. Well, you made my day. Uh-huh. Okay. So, Carolyn, number six.
Did you call Jean Hernandez? I wasn't.
I don't think.
I'm an observer in this committee. I sit on all committees. So
okay.
I'm not a formal member of this committee.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay. So we
I apologize because you cannot read the names when you're over in the November column. So you have to keep going back and forth. That's why it took so long. Sorry.
No problem, but thank you. We have a lot of things going on in November and December, obviously, because a lot of people need to leave by 10:30. Jim Levy needs to leave by 10:15. So we will try to be as efficient as we can here. All right. I want to make some introductions. Of course, I want to introduce Charlene. Charlene, if you would unmute yourself briefly and just tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you did the other day in the SCAC meeting.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm going to be sitting in on all three subcommittees this week to find out what they do so I can make my determination. Friday was my first meeting, and I served on the senior commission for the city of Costa Mesa and have been involved in senior issues in the county for about 20 years. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's great. You've joined. Okay. Nobody else? Nope. Okay, good. So let's start with our presentation. Unfortunately, John doesn't have video. Before we introduce you, John, may I ask, do you have a presentation that you want to send to us to show?
No, I don't, Evan.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, and then so Tony, would you be so kind as to introduce our guest speaker?
All right. Yes, we have John Pointer, and I've known John for, 34 years. We worked together at the Internal Revenue Service for many years together. John is one of the most hardest working, dedicated people that I know. Currently, he is the director of the California Senior Legislature. Is that correct, John?
Yes, Tony.
Yes, John is that. And in that capacity, he's interacting up there with the legislature in Sacramento. So I don't know what else to say about John. He's an excellent golfer, too. So
good to know.
Yeah, good to know. And John also convinced me to join SCAC and be on the legislative committee. So with that, John Pointer.
Thank you, Tony. You know, it's especially meaningful to have you introduce me. We've known each other for so long and worked together on so many projects. Some we look back on and think positively about, others we want to try and forget. I was going to talk to you today about the California Senior Legislature and the legislative process. The California Senior Legislature has been around for almost 40 years. It was introduced through legislation, and thus the title, California Senior Legislature. We are designed to mirror in many ways what the legislators do. We meet in their chambers when we have our annual legislative session, where we identify our top priorities for the year. We have access to the same arm that prepares their legislative proposals in a bill format. We have access to that same feature. So when we interact with a legislator proposing legislation, we're putting a bill in front of them. We're not suggesting, you know, why don't we get together and come up with legislation. We've already done that. So at the same time, over 40 years, things change. COVID-19 has introduced some significant changes. I think as a result of that, we will see that in future ways we interact with the legislators. And for many of you who don't know, the Capitol Annex is being knocked down. So everyone will be moved across the street behind what they refer to as the Legislative Office Building, LOB. And that's where they'll operate out of for the next 5 years. So as they reconstruct the annex and try and put it up to code, there's asbestos everywhere in there. It's not ADA compliant. And I could go on, but I think that's enough obstacles for people to want to start over with the building. The legislative process, for many of you who don't interact with legislators, what CSL has discovered is they're not very accessible. That if you attempt to attend a committee hearing, you'll never get up to the actual location where the hearing is. Everyone is stopped at the first floor. You're directed to a hearing room on the first floor, and you can either communicate with your phone or with a microphone they've installed there. So when we attempt to interact with legislators, we're interacting with them via Zoom. Everything is directed through what is referred to as a scheduler. So attempts at directly contacting the ledge director or staffer, that kind of thing, all meet with an answer machine. And the scheduler calls you back, and what attempts to transpire is communicating via email. This past legislative session, we had almost 30 legislative proposals. We have categorized those legislative proposals into the MPA goals to make it more relevant for the legislators as we work with the MPA master plan for aging. The process that we went through, again, as I stated earlier, mirrors the legislature, where we had committee hearings and we went through each bill and voted on each bill. And then we had floor sessions, again, voted on bills, and ultimately on the final day had a joint floor session where we identified what we refer to as our top 10. It's very interesting, but out of that 10, all but three fell under the goal number two, Health Reimagined. One bill fell under goal number one, housing, involves transportation. And the third bill fell under what I think is equity. So we will now begin the process of interacting with the legislators, attempting to get them to author one or more of these proposals by the third week of February, where all bills that are going to be authored by legislators are introduced. The process of interacting with the legislators is going to be very interesting this year. We have discovered that they will not be meeting in person with us or anyone else for that matter at this point. So we'll be conducting those meetings virtually. The fact that the Capitol is no longer accessible, and in fact is raised here in the next year. Also raises challenges because, again, as I mentioned earlier, we conduct our annual session in the Capitol and actually conduct our meetings. The Senate and Assembly chamber. We're not sure if those are going to be available or not at this point. So we may be meeting in person, but in a different location. So a lot of changes. The military calls it adapt and overcome. And we're definitely being exposed to that. So that's a broad overview. I'm going to just give you a idea of some of the legislation that we are seeking either assembly member or Senate members to authorize, to author. AP5, Oral Health and Skilled Nursing Facilities. This measure would require the State Department of Public Health to promulgate regulations to authorize registered dental hygienists and alternative practices to provide oral health and service training to staff. We're back with SB 14, Personal Needs Allowance. We've been attempting to get the Personal Needs Allowance raised from $35 to now this time, was last time 80. We're asking for 50 per month. The personal needs allowance hasn't been raised in 30 years. Skilled nursing facilities. SB 13, end of life privacy. AP 14, hospice standards. SP 4, home care aides. Home health aid training program scholarship. AP4, default hierarchy surrogate consent laws. Skilled nursing facilities, backup electrical supply. SP3, adult residential facilities, notification of closure. AP12, mental health telephone support services. And AP6, public transportation. Accessible transportation services, seniors and disabled. We worked with experts in the county transportation area to come up with this legislative proposal. We're very excited about the cooperative effort, and seeing if we can get this picked up. So that's a broad overview of the California Senior Legislature. Are there any questions?
John,
yeah, Tony.
Yeah, John, I have a comment. The that $35 allowance that the law provides for, I looked at it using an inflation adjuster, and that really needs to be $100 to have the same, you know, purchasing power as the $35 did, you know, 30 some years ago. And that's really a, you know, that's really a shame that that hasn't, you know, if you put it in or you get something passed, maybe as a proviso, there ought to be some type of inflation adjuster that it goes up, say, the same amount as the Social Security cost of living goes up each year. That way, you know, because over time, if you don't have an inflation adjuster, even in years, you know, like this year's an extreme amount of inflation, but even in the normal 1-2% over, you know, a decade or two, it just erodes the purchasing power so far. So,
you know, Tony,
that's just a suggestion.
I totally agree. This is a, what we're basically doing is saying, well, what amount will you approve? We started at, you know, 80, and we've lowered it to 50, and I think we're trying to see if there's a dollar amount they'll approve and then come back with the negotiations to try and see if there we can slip in a inflation factor or whether that's something that we'll have to come back and revisit. There is something behind the scenes going on that is preventing this from being passed.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the because eventually that $35 isn't going to buy you anything. So as we all know, prices go up, so they don't ever come down.
Carolyn, you're muted.
Yes. Hi, John. Perhaps
hi, Carolyn. You have this
from a previous meeting, but do you have a list of all of these? I tried to write them down and I didn't quite get them all. I'd be interested.
Yes. I'm going to send Evelyn the press release, which we use to identify each of those. Carolyn, right. And you'll have each of those.
Okay, thank you.
And Carolyn, just out of interest or curiosity, I think we would be interested in knowing if these are shared at any level, within the city government, within the county, what happens. And I know historically, we have used CSL as a opportunity to generate legislation that normally couldn't be accomplished out of the county or counties. So we're always interested in being made aware of issues that need to be addressed through legislation. Not only legislation, but we like to feel that we've had some impact on funding of programs that trickle down to the counties and cities as well. We've been engaged with C4A, which is the organization that the AAAs, Area Advisory Councils, have stood up as a 501c to basically represent them. So they may not be able to advocate for a particular issue, but their 501c3 can. So they created this instrument to basically represent them at the legislature. And they have a ledge committee. They have an executive board. They have an executive director. And almost all of the 33 PSAs are represented at the C4A level. Just an FYI.
Okay, Tony.
Yes, I'm. Amplifying on what John said about the $35, I served on Sunderland Nazarian from San Jose, and there was a long-term committee for seniors. At one of those meetings, I brought up the subject of increasing the assistance from $35 to say $80. And I thought they were going to lynch me. We had people from Japan, we had people from the ARP. I mean, they were just on me. They said that all that money that would be given to the seniors would be used for other matters. And so after about a half hour discussion, motions denied and we moved on. So there's a lot of other senior groups that are very opposed to increasing that amount because they would also be taking funds from them. So there is a strong lobby against it. So we'll just about 5 years taking place up in Sacramento.
Thanks, Tony.
Jim.
John, would you share with all the people here how many of our proposals since we were created in 1980 have become enacted into law?
Thanks, Jim. I'll be happy to. You know, the website says over 200, but we're up over, we're almost up to 220 now at this point in time. So what Jim is referring to is out of all of the legislative proposals that we have generated over our 40-year history, over 200, almost 220 have been enacted into law. So, you know, that's quite a record.
We really made an impact.
Absolutely.
So I just want to say that CSL is the major lobbying group for seniors. Is that correct?
We're one of the major ones, Evelyn. There are some pretty big organizations out there. Mm-hmm. Justice and Aging is a nationwide organization. They have an arm in Sacramento. I've mentioned C4A, which is basically the organizational, the 501c that represents the AAAs. You've got CARA, I think it stands for California Alliance for Retired.
Americans.
Thank you, Tony. they're huge. They're very large. And there used to be an organization called the Congress. They're now defunct. And another very large organization is the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. That's an organization that pulls together a number of private and nonprofit organizations involved in long-term services and support. So those are the ones that come to mind immediately. So we're one of those, Evelyn, but we're not the only one.
Okay. Okay. Any chance that you all speak with a common voice?
Thanks, Evelyn. I will speak to just a minute for the fact that recently Justice and Aging has formed a committee called the Master Plan for Aging Legislative Committee that attempts to pull representatives from all of these different organizations together and identify a list of legislative proposals that they feel we all come together and support. So maybe not all of our top 10 will be in that group, but we will all be speaking with one voice around the Master Plan for Aging when we interact with legislators. And ultimately the idea is that at the Senior Rally Day, this would be our agenda.
That's excellent.
So yes, we're attempting to do that.
That's great. Okay, do we have any other questions for John? Thank you very much, John. There is background noise. I don't know where that's coming from since most people are muted. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so thank you very much, John. Really appreciate the presentation. And I will forward the press release to everybody because we'll want to talk about it probably next month. I want to also, before we move on, I want to introduce Carol Moore came online. She is also new to SCAC. Carol, did you want to say anything?
Thanks so much. Not really. I just thought I would attend your meeting and see. I'm checking out each committee before I commit, and I appreciate your allowing me to attend yours. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Because we have so many people that need to leave early, I want to skip the old business and move right to the new business, which is this is time for us to talk about the presenters that we want for calendar year 2022. And I hope that we have some ideas for, because this is a new focus for our group. Now that we're senior engagement versus the legislation, there's some slightly different kinds of speakers that we probably would like to hear from. So let me just open the floor. Do we have some suggestions for speakers for next year?
Yes, I think I had mentioned earlier that it would be nice to get someone from Congressman Lou Correa's office who can share with us what senior issues are being discussed in the Capitol in Washington. So make us appraised of those situations.
Okay. And is he a representative? Can somebody spell his name for me?
C-O-R-E-A. Yes, he is a U.S. Congressman, representative of our area. Yes.
Okay. And he's Lou or Luke?
Lou, L-O-U. He just goes by Lou, L-O-U. Lou Correa, C-O-R-E-A.
Okay, great.
I would have to ask that we request him to do something or someone from his office give us at least 2 or 3 months in advance so that they could have something to give to us.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Jim. Tony.
Yes, I was going to suggest our very own Jeffrey Rodriguez from the Social Security. You know, he's one of our members on SCAG. I don't think he's a member, he's a representative from Social Security.
Okay. All right, we had previously talked about somebody from the district attorney's office, correct? I think Elaine gave me a contact.
Would it be worthwhile to ask someone, one of our supervisors from the county to give a presentation to us on what the county is doing regarding senior issues?
Well, they're probably going to say they're counting on us. That's why we exist, to give them recommendations.
But they can share with us what our recommendations are being acceptable by them and what they're doing to push forward any of these recommendations.
I would suggest Supervisor Bartlett. She's very senior-oriented issues.
I think she would be the very best person to be at. She herself will come to the meeting.
Okay. Well, I know, let me just see. January, we will not have a speaker. That will be for a working meeting. So we have, does anybody know when we're actually having our annual meeting? Is it March or February?
You know, I believe it was March, if I'm not mistaken, but don't quote me on that. I know there's a lot of discussion on those two dates. But I believe it was March.
I think Elaine said it was February.
Well, that could very well be. I know it bounced back and forth, so February sounds good.
Okay, well, we need somebody for February or March. April, May, June is empty. Then we have July, August, September, October, November. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 speakers. We have potentially 4 here. So we need 4 more suggestions. I want to just emphasize that what our goal is here with the Master Plan on Aging. We are looking for people who may help us inform us on issues regarding senior abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Oh, hi, John.
I see you. That was what I was going to say, Evelyn. I was looking at the master plan as well, so I thought it made sense for us to have a presentation involving that topic. So you beat me to it.
Well, not really, because I don't have a suggestion for what people we would want.
Yeah, but we've historically, we can go back and check prior years' agendas. We've used people from the county sheriff's office in the past. They have a unit there that involves elder abuse. So we can go back and find out who's been the presenter in the past on that. So that's not very difficult.
Okay.
I think also we've had presentations from someone from the Council on Aging in regard to the Ombudsman Program. They visit all of the long-term care facilities. They know some of the needs and some of the activities that's going on there. So we could contact someone from the Council on Aging Ombudsman Program.
That's an excellent idea. Okay, I'm looking for 2 more.
Well, you mentioned June. I don't think you meet in June, do you?
No, we don't meet in June, so that one's blank. Yeah, so I have 9 months. How about anybody that you can think of that might help us with the digital divide? Maybe somebody from the county library system or... I know we always have Erica come back. But anything that you can think of for... information we could use, Carolyn.
I think some of you know my husband has Alzheimer's, so I've been looking into that topic, of course. The Alzheimer's OC appears to be an excellent organization for families, et cetera. I think they also do research. I don't know if there's if this is a good idea, but I'm wondering if, since they deal with something that's so prevalent and getting much more so, if they would have ideas that we wouldn't even think of for possible legislation.
I think that's a great idea, because if any population is ripe for abuse, it would be people with dementia and in especially in these days when they've been so little oversight.
Right.
That's a great idea, Carolyn.
Thank you.
One more idea.
Evelyn, I'll work on the digital divide, see if we can find a speaker on that.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
And okay. I will contact someone from the Ombudsman Office and get back to you on who would be a good speaker to share with us what's going on in the county regarding the long-term care facilities.
Okay, great, thank you. And I will follow up with the district, somebody from the district attorney. And Tony, would you follow up with Jeffrey Rodriguez then?
I sure will.
At this point in time, we have no commitments for next year, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Jim, do you also want to follow up with Lou Correa?
Yes, I will. I'm writing it down right now.
Okay. Alzheimer's, Carolyn?
Okay. Is there a way that we can check in with Desiree or with you as we proceed to find out what months are still open?
Just check in with me.
Okay.
All right. So what we don't want anybody for January, June, or December.
Right.
And I can do the one with Erica.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, did I get everybody? Oh no, County Sheriff on Elder Abuse. Anybody have contacts or ideas? No?
Oh, Evelyn, can't we look back at last year's schedule?
It would have had to have been a long, lot older than that. Yes, Desiree is, or Lillian, by any chance, can we look at old agendas? I don't think they're online.
Yes, we do keep the old agendas. I can look back.
Okay.
It would have been somebody from the county sheriff's office. And there's a specific unit that deals with, I shouldn't be talking to this. Gene Hernandez should be talking to this. He's way more knowledgeable of this than I am, but
You're hitting it on the head, Jim. John, that's everything that I would have said. It's very simple. Just call their office. They have tell them what you need. They have speakers for this and they'll come out. Just their general number.
Okay. Does anybody want to be the coordinator for that?
I'll try and follow up, Evelyn.
Okay. Thank you, John. And this is kind of not necessarily a speaker, John, but for the January meeting, we really would like to discuss the list of legislation that is being proposed by CSL. So not an official speaker, but kind of a speaker for January, if you can plan on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I think that covers it. We have not assigned dates. Do we have the calendar for next year yet? You know what? I'm going to send you all the calendar for next year because there are a couple of vacation changes and we'll go through that. Please contact people as soon as you can and get an idea of when they may be available so that we can start filling in the calendar, and then I'll send the calendar updates out to everybody as quickly as possible.
Evelyn, the 2022 meeting calendar has not yet been approved, but I'll follow up with Erica and get back to you hopefully by later this afternoon.
Okay, great. Thanks, okay. Desiree.
Excuse me, I need to leave now.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Great input. Okay, so then let's go back on the old business, which is the senior center liaison updates. Does anybody have any updates on how their senior centers are doing? Ours are still kind of, or the ones that I'm following are still kind of not really running. in person.
Evelyn? Larry Kramer?
Oh, yes. Hi, Larry.
Okay. The San Clemente Senior Center is fully open. Somebody else is talking. I'm not sure who.
I think John is in another meeting. San Clemente
is fully open, and San Juan Capistrano is close to fully open. A couple things. They normally do some courses from Saddleback. That's not happening right now, but other than that, they're open. And probably one major thing is they normally had a senior group, and that group has not reformed, is all.
Okay.
But the center itself is fully open.
Okay, great.
Okay, so both of mine are fully open.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I love that tale, Carolyn. I just want to make sure that we have the information from last Friday from Elaine, and that we are following up with our senior centers in person, at least by phone, to make sure that they have the information on the get set up. And also for the ones that still had computers available in their districts. Okay, David is still here. Let's move on to seven. David, would you like to say anything about the digital divide?
Yeah, with the digital divide, we did discuss it with the executive committee. And because it was an ad hoc committee, it has been re-established as part of this committee now. And so the direction and so forth will be under your control, Evelyn.
Okay, but now we have a subcommittee. I think Tony is part of that. Tony and Carolyn, I believe.
Tony and Carolyn will help. Yes, we'll continue the efforts on that when we have any tasks presented to us.
Okay. I just saw Tony's hand go up.
Yes. When we were getting the numbers on how many of the iPads have been distributed by supervisory district, you could see District 1 had a very high number distributed, and District 5... very few distributed. I don't know, at some point, I think we're gonna need to take a look at that distribution, because a place like District 5, I don't think as many people in Newport Beach are gonna need any, you know, financial help to get an iPad, where somebody in Santa Ana or Anaheim is more likely to have that need. So I know we distributed those equally among the five districts, but economically that really doesn't make sense. The need is much greater in North County than it is in South County, but you know, that can be dealt with it at some later point if we see that, you know, District 5 is not, you know, people are just aren't signing up for this. We might want to take a look at asking the Board of Supervisors to reconsider that distribution.
I think that's an excellent point, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I wonder if they're keeping a list in the ones that have already been utilized, you know, so like District 1. I'm wondering if they're keeping a list of additional people that are interested and just didn't get there in time. I don't know if one of you would like to follow up with Erica on that and just ask that question.
Evelyn, Carolyn, this is Lillian. Know that our office is keeping tabs on that, and there is a waiting list for District 1.
Oh, great. Okay.
That's so what I didn't know.
So if there is some reshuffling then of available computers, then there'll be a list for them. Great.
Correct.
Okay. Carolyn.
Yes, after Friday's meeting, I contacted the leaders staff-wise in Irvine and, said that we had to get on the ball getting these distributed. So they're going to talk to each other today and get back with, we'll then talk about a plan. I think like everywhere, there's so many things going on that there's a tendency to give the flyer once and then say, well, okay, that's done. Whereas we may have to do more direct. And what I suggested, I hope this is right, tell me if it isn't, have they just asked all the people on Meals on Wheels? I mean, it's such a, they probably are in the, the proper category financially. Somebody goes there every day, they can, do you want one? They can bring it back, not the next day, but it just seems like a natural distribution place to start, especially if people haven't come forward yet. So hopefully that number will increase as to how many have been distributed.
Okay,
that's another great idea.
Yes, Carolyn's full of them today.
It's the cat, she's helping me.
Okay, anything else, David?
It seems like a report was given at the SCAC meeting on Friday, and unfortunately, I was unable to attend. So Desiree, is there a way of going back and looking at the tape on that or the voice report on that?
Yes, the recording is posted on the website.
Okay, so uploaded. I can just go, is it posted already?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I'll go in and catch up on the report of that then, on the current distribution. Thank you.
Dave, are you looking for the numbers? This is Elaine, are you looking for the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dave, you're muted.
The numbers, the general sense, how things are going?
What I have, and this could have changed, it's from last week, that the iPads that are left for each district, District 1, none are left. They're all they've all been put into the hands of seniors. District 2, 166, 3, 249, 4, 136, and 5, 341. Now that could have changed because that information is about a week old. So we have been working with the different cities to be sure to contact. One thing I would tell you when you're contacting people to regarding the free iPads, point out to them the higher income level for qualification because it's higher than other programs which people usually qualify for. So it's $75,000. But that's to capture that missing middle, not so as people who may not qualify for other meal programs, but it would still be a burden for them to purchase an iPad. So as I said, that hopefully that those numbers have changed, but that's what they were about a week ago.
And what is it for District 5 once again?
341,
thank you.
Hey, Elaine, on Friday, I think you referenced you were going to send the flyer out again, the information, and I haven't received that yet. Have you had a chance to send that out?
No, I was waiting to see if there was a new one. I'll talk to Erica today, and if there's a new one, or else I'll send the old one.
Thank you.
I'm making a note right now.
Okay, as well as for the get set up, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks for popping in and taking orders, Elaine.
Oh, sure. It seems like that's what I do. I apologize for being late. I've been sitting here on the phone all morning. Had some city things to attend to.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, David. Thank you, committee. Legislative tracking. Would you like to give us an update, John?
Evelyn, there's really nothing to report because the legislature is on recess. The governor signed what he was going to sign
back in October. So things start up again in February when we'll learn what legislation has been picked up by legislators. So right now we're sort of in a lull.
Okay, perfect. New membership, nothing yet, but we're hopeful. TAC report, Larry.
The next meeting of TAC is December 14th. And I'll be leaving, and Elaine said she'll be appointing someone new in TAC. If you're interested, you might let Elaine know.
Okay, actually, that appointment has been made, and it is our very own Carolyn Inman.
Oh.
So Carolyn and Larry, if you two could connect, and Elizabeth also, to help onboard Carolyn to that position, it would be appreciated.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations, Carolyn.
She's so overwhelmed, she collapsed. So I'm not quite sure, Desiree, how to do number 11. Do you read it?
We can do it either way. You can read it and then I can do the roll call vote. Okay. Or if you'd like me to read it, that's fine also.
Okay, so just the action or the action and the recommendation?
The action and the recommendation.
Okay, action item AB 361, review and make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of members to meet safely in person. Think we need a motion.
So move.
I'll second that, Elaine.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll go ahead with the roll call vote. Tony Olivato.
Approve.
Elizabeth Busick.
Yes.
Carol Downey. Carol Downey.
Carol, you're muted.
Yes.
Scott Feig.
Absent.
Carolyn Inman.
Yes.
Nalita Mendoza.
Yes.
Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Sherry Horn.
Absent.
Larry Kramer.
Yes.
Jim Levy.
Oh, he's gone.
John Poynter.
Yes.
Tony Rodella.
Aye.
Dave Tetzlaff.
He's gone.
Evelyn Velez.
Yes.
And we do have a majority, Chair.
Okay, thank you. What are we doing about meeting in December? You said that the subcommittee has to have some kind of a brief meeting. Is that correct?
Correct. It would be a special meeting simply to do the same thing we just did, read that one agenda, the action item, and so it'll be a quick meeting.
Okay.
Just so that we can have the opportunity to, if everybody agrees, to meet virtually again in January. Otherwise, the January meeting would have to be in person.
Okay, and so you have not selected a date yet, right, for that?
No, it would be, I can look at the calendar as soon as we're done and get back to you and with a couple of dates if you'd like, but it would have to be within 30 days of today's meeting and also 30 days from the January meeting, so it would have to fall in between.
Okay, if you would please let us know.
Of course.
Available, we'll send that out. And it is really important that everybody show up for that 5-minute meeting so that we can have a quorum. All right, thank you. Tony, your hand's up, but it's been up. I think you don't have, it's been up, right? Yeah, okay. All right, moving on to 12, announcements and roundtable discussions. Do we have, I feel like I'm want to say something about Larry leaving. I know we've had this a couple of times. I'm really going to miss you.
Yeah, I think I feel like I've left a couple times already.
Yeah, right. But we are going to miss you a lot.
Thank you. Just a comment. The January and February meetings, as I recall, end up being on our normal, not on our normal dates because of holidays, as I recall. So everybody has to be careful about that. Don't they end up being like the week earlier because of holidays?
I see
January and February.
This past year was a week earlier. So probably will be, but I will send out the schedule as soon as I get it from Desiree for next year.
But I've enjoyed my 8 years on here. It's been great. You got a great Senior Citizens Advisory Council, and it's been a great committee. I've really enjoyed it. There's been a lot of evolutionary changes to it. I wish you all the best. My concentration now is on climate change legislation, and that's where I'm putting my emphasis right now, which in reality will affect seniors probably as much as anybody, if not more. So thank you very much, and continue the great work you're doing, and I love the direction you're going in. So thank you.
Thank you, Larry. You're looking younger already. Any other announcements or discussion? Okay, public matters. Desiree, do we have anybody in the waiting room?
We do have two public attendees.
Okay, so at this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law.
We did not receive any public comment requests via email. If there are any members of the public present this morning that would like to speak during public comment, please use the hand raise icon or press star 9 if you're calling in, and I will unmute you. Seeing none, Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, we are on to the adjournment. I just want to point out that our next meeting is Monday. It's Monday, January the 10th, but it is the second week. It is a different date on the schedule. So our next meeting is January the 10th at 9:30, but we will have a special meeting for about 5 minutes sometime in December, and you'll be getting emails on that. I'll also be sending out the schedule as soon as I get it so that you can start filling it in with the speakers that we have discussed. And I hope you all have a very happy Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or Harvest Festival, whatever you wish to call it. Have a great day, and thank you very much. Thank you.